Bones's hair had turned white from how close he'd come to dying, but now it was back to its usual rich brown color. "Is that why we're drifting on a boat out in the Atlantic? So you could have some peace and quiet?"
"I wanted some time alone with you, Ken. We've had so little of that lately."
An understatement. Even though I'd quit my job leading the secret branch of Homeland Security that hunted rogue vampires and ghouls, life hadn't been dull. First, we'd had to deal with our losses from the war with another master vampire last year. Several of Bones's friends, and my best friend Denise's husband, Randy, had been murdered. Then there had been months of hunting down the remaining perpetrators of that war, so they couldn't live to plot against us another day. Then training my replacement so that my Uncle Don had someone else to play bait when his operatives went after the misbehaving members of Undead Society. Most vampires and ghouls didn't kill when they fed, but there were those who killed for fun, or stupidity. My uncle made sure those vampires and ghouls were taken care of, and that ordinary citizens weren't aware they existed. So when Bones told me we were taking a boat trip, I'd assumed there must be some search-and-destroy reason behind it. Going somewhere just for relaxation hadn't happened, well, ever in our relationship. "This is a weekend getaway?" I couldn't keep the disbelief out of my voice.